Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Swing it along with the left. That's a grand slam.
You bet!
This is Sports Open Live.
Billikens win!
On America's Sports Voice.
Kansas City!
KMOX.
We do continue on here on a Wednesday night. This is our only two-hour program of the week. Went short the last couple nights. Monday had SLU basketball. Yesterday, election coverage, which I know it's not sports, but let me just say this. The KMOX news team did just an incredible job on election coverage last night. It was I was listening through to it throughout the course of the evening, and I thought it was really, really, really good. It's fun. You're proud to, even though I had absolutely nothing. I had absolutely nothing to do with anything election related, but like just sitting there listening, I felt proud to like just be part of this because of the job that the news team did last night. It was absolutely incredible. So kudos to them. And yeah, it was fun to listen to, no matter what side of the aisle you might be sitting on. It was fun to listen to for sure. All right. We are doing our parade of coaches. We're in a period where over a couple weeks or so, we are talking with all the men's basketball coaches throughout the course of the region. And we are going to head down to Cape Girardeau right now, talk a little Southeast Missouri basketball after they had just a fantastic win in their first game of the season when they travel to South Florida and get a tight win. Their head coach is Brad Korn, and he joins us right now on the Quiver River guest line. Coach, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm doing well.
To talk a little bit about that win. I mean, that's to open up on the road, going down to Tampa. That's just a fantastic win for your program.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's the first time that we've, in school history, we've beaten what they're calling the Power Six team. And I couldn't be more proud of the way that we played, really. Those first games are kind of ugly, a little bit sloppy, turnovers. You're taking maybe some bad shots. Defensively, though, I mean, we were tough. We were resilient. Our guys stayed together. We looked and played like a team. And that's how you win in college basketball. That's how you win in college basketball on the road. So I couldn't be more proud of the way that we played and performed, and now we got to keep it going. This is now the third time that we've won our opener in each of the last 3 years. So we got to keep it going, and hopefully this gives us a lot of momentum in the non-con.
What's it like for you building a program? You're in your third year. I'm a K-State graduate, so I've kind of been aware of you for a while from your time when you were coaching with Coach Weber at K-State, and you get this job. It's that slow build when you go into a program like this. Can you just talk through what your mindset has been over the last couple of years going into your third year as you really try to build something up?
You know what? I really just try to take it all in stride and just relax. Not only are you taking over a program, but you took over a program in the midst of a worldwide pandemic that kind of hung around for 2 years. Then you throw in the portal on top of that. Then you throw in first-time head coach. Then you throw in all the problems that you don't see coming. So I've always tried to just relate it to, everyone tries to tell you how to raise your child until you have your own. And it's like a bunch of people can tell you how to do it, but until you're the one sitting there listening to them cry at 1 a.m, you're the one that has to end up making those decisions for yourself. So it's been a very, I don't know if hard is the right word, because everything is hard, otherwise you wouldn't do it. But it's been very rewarding. I've just been very pleased and very proud and appreciative of the opportunity that Brady Bark, your AD, and SEMO is given. And so it's kind of the approach that we take every day. So it's been challenging. I don't think anybody expected, not just in basketball coaches, we live pretty good lives. So the whole world got hit pretty hard by the pandemic and all that. So all the factors that you couldn't predict going into that first year was hard. But again, our kids stayed resilient. And I think really how we played this year on opening night is really what you thought, going back to your question of what I wanted this program to look like and how we've done it as a staff to get it to this point. So now we got to keep it going.
Who did you rely on, lean on for advice as you're running a program for the first time, and it's happening during a period of time that nobody has ever experienced before.
Yeah, that was kind of the crazy thing, is there was no one to call. So, hey, Coach Weber, how'd you handle it when you went through that pandemic? Hey, Coach Painter, you remember when you were going through that pandemic? What'd you do with your team? There really was no one to lean on, other than just a belief in yourself and a faith that you're going to be able to get done what you need to get done. I will say that to me, it was more of an opportunity to pour into our team. And I think that I like to look at the positive side, and the double-edged sword of the pandemic was that we got to spend time with our guys. I think a lot of times when guys get jobs, especially first-time head coaches like myself, as soon as you get the job, you're off and running with recruiting. Your family's away from you. You're bringing in visits. You're putting together the roster. You're meeting boosters. You're doing all these things, and you maybe never get to catch your breath. Well, it's like, well, in the pandemic, all we all could do was sit there and get on Zooms and talk to one another. So I think probably that was a blessing in disguise, to be quite honest with you.
Southeast Missouri men's basketball coach Brad Korn continuing to join us. One name on your team that a lot of people in St. Louis are very familiar with is Philip Russell. Spent some time at SLU. He's a Vashon High School kid. He hits the winning shot for you the other day against South Florida. He came in being honored by the league going into the season. Can you tell me a little bit about how important he is to your team?
Very important, very important. One of three guys in the Ohio Valley Conference returning, all league guys. So that's kind of an unheard of, just again, with the portal situation and rosters flipping over the way they are right now in college athletics. To be able to have Phil back, and just for him and I's relationship to grow, and for his game to grow and to mature, and to be that guy at the top of the scouting report, seeing everybody's best shot. It's just been I think it's going to be an exciting season for him, and I think his game is going to go to a whole new level. He works tirelessly on his game. He's an ultra competitor. That showed the other night. He didn't shoot it great coming out of the gate, and then he hits two really big shots for us late. We're up two, and he hits a deep three. They went under a ball screen, and he had the confidence, and I have the confidence in him. And he took that shot, put us up five, and pretty much sealed the deal for us. So I'm excited to see the growth and the maturation of his game and the evolution of him as a player. There's really not a lot that he cannot do. And so now it's just figuring out where and how and when to use all of his tools and his gifts. And he's trying to grow into that leadership role as well. So to whom much is given, much is expected. And we expect a lot out of Phil, but he can handle it. And really glad that he's here. And again, he's just a feisty competitor that he brings it every single day. And so those types of guys you love to have in the program.
All right, so you've alluded to the transfer portal, and obviously that plays so big right now in the world of college basketball, and you guys have been able to certainly utilize that and bring in some D1 transfers. We talked about your time becoming a head coach during the pandemic, but what about just this period in college sports? There's so much changing seemingly on a month-by-month basis with name, image, likeness, and everything, but we're also in this period where you can't recruit the same way you used to recruit.
Yeah, it's almost flipped 180. It used to be one of those deals, and we're in signing period right now. And it used to be if you didn't get your work done early, in November and early signing day, you felt like you were behind. And now it's kind of flipped the other way around. It's now geared more towards April, and May is where a bulk of the recruiting is going to come into play, especially for programs like ours. We haven't lost sight. Our staff hasn't lost sight of what we think is the right way. Not that there is a wrong way. We're never going to be that team that says we're not going to take anybody in the portal. But we still stay true to high school recruiting. There's a lot of players out there right now in these next few years that are going to be lost in the shuffle. And so as the world continues to change and shuffle and guys move around, I think if you can stay grounded and take care of home, which we've done a pretty good job of, I think you'll be on stable ground and be able to find the pieces out of the portal that you may need if you do have deflections.
You recruit a lot of St. Louis guys. How important is St. Louis to what you want to do?
It's very important. It's very important. I played at SIU Carbondale, and we had a lot of success over there over quite a long time. And really all of our guys were within that 5 to 6 hour radius. And I think that's very important when you look at where Cape Girardeau is located. You have St. Louis 2 hours away, and we have Dylan Branson and Kobe Clark also from the area. We already mentioned Phil, and we've got Aquan Smart, Chris Harris from Chicago. And so we've got guys in the area, and you've got Memphis right down the road, Nashville. So we've got some cities and some areas that we can take care of. There's good basketball in our own region. So there's people and there's places around our campus that, as long as we take care of home, we're going to be on solid, stable ground. And that's another factor going into to taking this job is that I feel that the area and the region wanted basketball to be good and they support it.
Last thing for you, just from a league perspective, obviously there's always dominoes falling and league realignment and stuff happens at the Power 5 level and eventually it gets to the mid-major level and a couple new additions into the conference in Southern Indiana and Lindenwood. These are two programs who are not afraid to support athletics, put some money in, good facilities, have been very good at the non-D1 level, and they come into the league. Just general thoughts on these two programs and what they do add to the Ohio Valley?
Yeah, to speak on Lindenwood, I just think you see that the kind of year that they've had in football, I think that's probably a challenge, or maybe people might not have thought they'd be able to have the success that they're having, but they've been able to come in and be competitive right away. Southern Indiana's been a long time, a guy that coached me and was over there, Coach Rodney Watson, for a long time over there at Southern Indiana, so just knowing the rich history of that basketball program. So I don't think that they're going to have any trouble coming in and competing right away, to be quite honest with you. Just with, as you mentioned, the support that they'll get, the facilities that they have, the areas in which they're located, they'll be able to compete right away. And that's what makes the OVC exciting. And, you never really want to lose founding fathers of conferences, and you really always want to go up against the best. I still wish Murray and Belmont were in the league, because if you want to play against the best, you want to beat the best. And they obviously set the bar very high. But when you look at teams like Moorhead and ourselves and Tennessee State to kind of take that torch and carry it on and continue OVC basketball, has been very, very solid over the years. It probably doesn't get enough recognition that it should on a national level. And then really, too, if you look in the NBA, there's quite a few NBA guys from the OVC that are playing right now.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking some time. Hopefully we can check in with you on occasion during the course of the season. Congratulations on a great win, and we'll certainly be keeping up with your team.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, very good. There's Southeast Missouri men's basketball coach Brad Korn. We appreciate him taking some time. Again, that was a really, really good win for them to open up the season, to go to South Florida, to come away with a 64-61 win. They'll be in action in Cape Girardeau coming up on Saturday. They'll take on Lyon College of Arkansas before they will head to Evansville coming up a week from today for their next road game. We will. We got a lot to get to. We are taking you all the way until 8 o'clock tonight. We got some Cardinals baseball. They make a small move today. We'll get into the Eli Drinkwitz contract. The details of that have been uncovered, I guess you can say, by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll pass along that to you. It's all coming up at Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.